producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we have some breaking news. Apparently, all Los Angeles schools have been closed over a quote-unquote credible terrorist threat. All right? The superintendent said this threat is unique and he quote-unquote couldn't take a chance as through, I believe, an electronic, like an email, they were warned that there were bombs at multiple schools. Now, from what we're being told, okay, the LA school district gets threats all the time. Are you kidding me? But they said this one was particularly concerning. How? Oh, my gosh. I mean, can you imagine the stress? Every day you go into the office and you listen to your message machine or you go to your email and you hear threat. You know, wow. These are things you just don't think about, that, you know, your kids living in L.A., you know, or whatever school district, right, are constantly being bombarded either with, you know, doofuses, you know, trying to make fake scares or real ones. They say more than 640,000 children are urged to stay in their homes amid fears of an attack, which is basically, I think, the second largest school district. New York, I believe, is the largest school district out of New York City. I'm not sure if it's called anything else. The FBI and explosive efforts have been called to sweep every locker, classroom, office, and bathroom of every campus over the 5,000 square mile county of L.A. County. I guess Ramon Cortines, superintendent of L.A. schools, made the decision to close all 900 schools, and he did this at a press conference earlier today. He had received an email that described plans to bomb at least three different schools and multiple students, and the threat mentioned backpacks and other objects. He's like, I can't take a chance. I want all schools to be searched today. I'm not taking a chance of bringing children into a place, any part of a building, until I know it's safe. You know, you wonder, what's the security of these schools, you know, during the nighttime, during the weekend? I mean, I know there's locks, and you see some gates, you know, gates with locks on it, and, you know, but you wonder what the security is around the school. I mean, I remember years ago, one of the schools I went to in Phoenix, Arizona, you just walk right onto campus, you know. I mean, it was just out there in the open. A couple of years ago when I went to visit, you know, this, look back to my old stomping ground, you saw a lot of the schools kind of, you know, gated up. You're like, wow, we can't even go there and walk around anymore. Yeah, and I didn't see any security, you know, but I wasn't going to mess with it because, I mean, I'm sure there were cameras, and the last thing I want is, you know, to get arrested just for looking at my old high school. I'm such a dork. I miss my high school days. I really do. One of the very few people that do. But, you know, you wonder, I mean, you know, they got, you know, how many schools? What, 500, they said? 900. 900 schools out there? All right. You know, do they have the manpower to actually have, and schools are huge. You can't just have one circulating guard. Who's watching the schools? I mean, I know in Israel they have armed guards during the day. I'm not sure what they do at night. So, I guess right now they're doing the searching as we speak. He says this is not the first threat made against the district, but this instance is unique. He insisted he is acting out of an abundance of caution in light of the recent attack of the neighboring city of San Bernardino. Steve Zimmer, who is president of the school district board, urged parents, if you have not sent your kids to school, do not send them to school. He said searches are going to start on all 900 campuses this morning, should be completed by the end of the day. It's going to be an all day long. I'm going to be surprised if they can do it all in one day. Students who had already arrived at school were sent to specific gates to be collected by parents and guardians. Parents are picking up their kids, but they have to have a proper ID before they take the kid. I mean, look at how this has to be organized. And can I just say bravo to the L.A. School District for, you know, having their poop together and being able to, on such short notice, be able to handle this. And again, I have no idea how it's, you know, fanning out and panning out, you know, with parents picking up their kids or babysitters or nannies or whoever. But we are talking about tens of thousands of parents who had to leave work today to pick up their kids. Private schools have the option whether or not to open or close. All students can ride for free on Los Angeles busways and subways in light of the situation, which is cool. Good job. Law enforcement teams swarming outside the schools from what we could tell, including, I guess, there's even a visual performing arts school that they're including. Now, a terror expert speaking on CNN guessed that the person or people who made the threat had already achieved most of their objective. Boom. Okay? They already put the city, you know, in a state of panic. I think they're doing a damn good job. I think LA's doing a great job. But, I mean, to shut down the school district like this, and then to shut down part of the economy by having tens of thousands of parents have to leave work or make other adjustments in order to, you know, pick up their kids, that's already one major assault. So, and, you know, the fact that they have that power is pretty scary. They say whoever put this threat out will be watching this coverage with great satisfaction. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on developments and, you know, hopefully it was a false alarm. Okay. You know, we don't want any damage happening to these schools. And, you know, one thing that if you could ever look at any good, you know, the silver lining to something like this is, you know, we understand what these people are capable of. Again, we don't know who they are. We don't know if it's ISIS. We don't know who it is. Okay? I mean, we're assuming, you know, it's, you know, the people behind the San Bernardino attack. But, you know, we have a lot of sickos out there. And even if it was some doofus that decided to, I don't know, get stoned and go, hey, dude, look at what I could do. Watch this, dude. You know, somebody not stoned who just, you know, wanted to be a complete idiot. You know, and close down a school district. It doesn't matter who they work for or who they're doing this for. We have some real sickos out there. And so if there's any silver lining to this is it shows that LA has their poop together. I mean, they had a plan. Boom. Shut the schools down. Kids could ride the subways, buses for free. We make arrangements. And it's, I mean, there's a plan in place. And for those other cities out around the United States that do not have a plan, wake up call. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was honored to be one of the media at yesterday's Trump event. We had a Trump, but Las Vegas hosted, as they're hosting the debate tonight, the CNN Republican debate. It hosted a bunch of the candidates in town. Marco Rubio was in town. Ben Carson was in town. I attended the Donald Trump event, and it was 4,000 people plus. It blew your mind. Apparently, news sources were saying that his own hotel couldn't, you know, hold the event. There were too many people. So we were at the Westgate. Westgate's a hotel I've worked with many times. I love it. It's one of my favorite hotels. Of course, the media is trying to bag on the hotel as well. I thought they did a phenomenal job hosting this. Very comfortable, very roomy. Interesting, though, no chairs. apparently Donald Trump apologized during the speech, going, look, guys, we had chairs. It's just there were so many of you, we had to get rid of the chairs. And, from a safety standpoint, I was wondering about that, if that was the better decision to make. There were about 3-4 collapses there. Now, you know, me being a doctor, of course, I tried to run and help on each of them. The paramedics were there, so, of course, you always back down and let the paramedics. But before the paramedics came, there was one woman who tripped and fell, hit her head. She was okay. I just wanted to make sure I stabilized her neck. And she did not want to leave. You know, the police were there saying, you know, look, would you like to, you know, we're going to take you to the hospital. She's like, I don't want to leave. You know, they did not want to leave. They wanted to see Trump. And I was like, look, let's just let them check you out. Make sure everything's fine. Don't be moving. I know you hit your head. Stay down. And I was surprised. And there were some older individuals that, you know, just passed out. I don't know if it's because they couldn't sit down or they got claustrophobic. I mean, we were talking shoulder to shoulder. It was a big venue. It was roomy. But it was thousands of people in one room. There were some, of course, there were, dramatic scenes with some protesters there. And, you know, we expected it. My only problem is somebody had collapsed. It looked like it was an older individual in his 70s or 80s that collapsed. And while, you know, we were trying to give him medical attention, there was the protester. And again, you think, just ignore the protester because you got somebody there with medical attention. However, you only have X amount of Secret Service, X amount of security, and you don't know what this person is going to do. You don't know if this person snuck something in. You don't know what's going on. So while some of us are being distracted with a medical issue, boom, you had somebody on the other side starting to raise some mayhem. And so from a security standpoint, it was a little nerve-wracking. It was, you know, there were some parts there where, you know, you really had to be on the ball. And so I really commend the security force from Westgate Hotel, as well as the Secret Service that was there, as well as Metro. Metro was great. You know, some of the Metro's like, you know, can I help you with the patient? I'm like, just take off your shirt and I'll be fine. But no, it didn't work. They would not take off their shirts. So as you can see, a lot was going on, not only with Trump speaking, but we had a lot going on. And I thought that was a very, very busy evening. He did a very, very good job keeping it cool in terms of, you have to kind of remind yourself, okay, look, you know, this is Donald Trump. You know, he's trying to, you know, act like he's one of us, you know, that he's cool, that he's whatever. And he went out into the crowd and he shook hands and all that. So you definitely saw a willingness to talk to people and handshake, et cetera. And then you'd see with Hillary Clinton, you know, Hillary Clinton, a lot more, you know, barriers to get to her. With him, you know, he did seem very approachable. He talked to the audience. Some people were screaming, they love you. One, I think made a sexual overture to him. And, you know, he said, look, you know, you're a big guy, you know, and, you know, but I love you too. This was probably one of the softer sides to Trump times we saw of him, which kind of, you know, makes you wonder how he's going to be tonight with the debate. I mean, one of the reasons why people like him is because he's such a, you know, hard, saying anything inappropriate on air, but, you know, gutsy, cojones-y type of thing where, you know, you say it like it is. And, he took a much softer approach. You know, he talked about Obamacare and repealing it, and, you know, he talked about, he brought up immigration. It was interesting how he kind of stopped short on what he taught, what was going on with ISIS and his quote-unquote Muslim ban. He stopped short on that. He really did appeal to a lot of the, I should say, you know, people there that were more, you know, middle income. You know, he talked about the how America is now one of the highest tax, you know, countries in terms of what we have to pay. And after he's done, we're not going to be the lowest, but we're going to be close to low. And, he was really, really well received. Jamil Shah, whose son was killed back in 2008 by an illegal immigrant, he brought Jamil up with him. And, you know, he told the audience that, you know, that Trump feels what we feel. He's just like us, you know. So, you know, he showed that he was bonding. The Stolen Lives movement was there. Remembrance families who lost, you know, loved ones to violence committed by illegal immigrants. There were representatives there. He brought his son, Eric, you know. And, you know, Eric, you know, said something nice about his dad. It was, you know, from a PR perspective, it was well done. What I thought was also pretty fascinating is how he made fun of the media. Huge, I mean, huge, I guess, presence of the media were there. You know, the cameras and all that. You know, luckily I had a chair and I was able to sit in the media box. But, you know, as the protesters, I think there were interruptions at least five times. The cameras, of course, all moved to the protesters. And so Donald Trump made fun of that. He's like, okay, look at the cameras. They cover the protesters. You see the protesters, that they cover. And, you know, he was sitting there jabbing the media. And he even made fun of Fox. You know, he goes, I'm at the top of the polls of Fox News, and even they don't cover that. So I found it very gutsy of him. That was probably one of the times he decided to step out of the, I'm going to try to be a nice guy and, you know, quell, you know, the people listening, but he really jabbed the media. And it was very funny because some people were looking at me like I was a bad guy. And I was like, look, no, I'm here, you know, I'm Dr. Dolly. It's okay. I'm just trying to cover the event and, you know, take my notes. And every time he brought up CNN or one of the other, media outlets, I took a look, you know, to kind of see their response. And, you know, it was very interesting to see him take the spotlight off himself and have the audience turn to the cameras and turn to the media. Very just interesting strategy. Very, very interesting tool he used with that. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens with tonight's debate. He is, from what I understand, coming into this debate, in the lead. I believe he's at the top of the podiums. He's going to be, it's the second, time it's going, we're going to be having a debate in Las Vegas. From what I understand, I think there's going to be a third, debate in Las Vegas at UNLV. I'm not sure yet if that's going to be the last one, before the election. We'll find out about that, and I'm going to try to, attend that one to get you guys as, you know, much information as possible, even though most of you guys are going to be watching it anyway, but that's going to be a big one. So, what did we expect? All right. Well, you know, now Ted Cruz, who was butting up to Trump this whole time, now Cruz is starting to be a threat to Trump. So it's going to be very interesting to see if Trump tries to take him. You know, Cruz has a nice guy approach, very smart. Don't underestimate Ted Cruz. But, you know, Trump knows how to deal with the media a little bit better than Cruz. Trump knows how to keep the camera on him. So it'll be very interesting to see. My guess is Trump is going to try to show him up and take some of the spotlight away because of what's been going on in the polls. We'll see what Marco Rubio is. I think, you know, Marco Rubio is going to, try to take the momentum that he had last time. He's going to, I don't know, you know, they call him the establishment Republican. I'm really confused at this point, you know, and I think we're right now in such a very tumultuous state, which kind of makes it very, very concerning coming into an election, all right? We got ISIS, we got national security issues, we got the healthcare debacle, everybody's, you know, insurance premiums are going up, we have the economy that's stagnant. In my neck of the woods, we've lost a lot of grocery stores. Grocery store chains are closing down. Okay, you know, what I see is still a very, very scary time. And so, as much as I want to say I'm done watching these, you know, primaries, I'd like to see just one of them come out. And rather than just try to push themselves, go, okay, look, guys, this is how we're going to fix it. All right, I don't care if anybody steals my idea. This is what needs to be done. Boom, boom, boom. And it would be nice to see somebody kind of step out of their campaign to do something like that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess there's been a lot of hoopla over the new Star Wars The Force Awakens premieres. And I mean, I got to tell you, they have done a damn good job promoting this. They are really bringing up the hype. I guess Carrie Fisher was in an interview and dropped a bunch of cuss words. I guess during the interview, and then they decided to make that, you know, a huge story. You got to see Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford together again in a picture. They both still look hot, okay? You know, I don't care how old they are. You know, I mean, I have no problem kissing their AARP card. Very handsome, very good looking. The new people look awesome. I'm a little nervous. Whenever you see this much hype, okay? I mean, I don't think they have to hype it up this much. I mean, this is a Star Wars movie. This is, you know, the final trilogy, the start of the final trilogy. I'm a little nervous that there's going to be too much hype, you know, just like what happened with the Mayweather fight a while back. There was so much hype about the fight that all of a sudden you were like, really? Same thing with the latest UFC fight. It lasted how many seconds? So I'm the more hype I see, the more I'm a little concerned. Now, I understand. This is what people want. People love, from a psychological perspective, to get all excited and get all dressed up in stormtrooper outfits and costumes, and which, by the way, I'd be very concerned from a security standpoint. I mean, you know, I'm not saying the Aurora, Colorado thing is going to happen again, you know, with the, you know, Batman Returns shooting. You know, that was one isolated, you know, incident where somebody was a real sicko, James Holmes. But, you know, people are really going to be going crazy for the premiere. What is it? Is it? I know it opens in theaters December 18th. So my guess is, you know, some theaters it's going to be Thursday at midnight, something like that, and then Friday, you know, 12 a.m. type of thing. But I mean, you have more people excited about Star Wars than you do Christmas. I've never seen that happen. I don't really see a lot of stuff about Christmas and everybody getting excited about this and this and this, but wow. My Beasley Broadcasting Christmas Party is going to be this week, which, by the way, reminds me, we got to talk about behavior and etiquette at Christmas parties. Apparently a lot of things go wrong. A lot of dangerous things happen at these Christmas parties. Relationships happen, babies conceived. You guys and your Christmas parties, man, just tone it down. I mean, you know, it's funny, too, because you got the big bosses there. You just have to hope that the big bosses drink, okay, before you show up and you do your silly. All right, but I don't think the big bosses drink. I mean, I've been silly. You know, I usually get on the mic and I start to sing and I always kiss up. You know, like every time, you know, the big boss walks by, I try to stand up and start a standing ovation. You know, because you want to kiss up. You know, you want to get the raise. But even though I'm not even on their payroll, so I really don't know why I'm doing it. But you know, it doesn't hurt to kiss up. But we'll talk about, you know, some of the bad things that happen at these Christmas parties later on in the show or this week. Okay, so I guess they say nearly 100 photos from the Star Wars The Force Awakens premiere. I don't want to see the photos. I don't need to see the photos, all right? I want to be a little surprised, okay? The hard part about a Star Wars movie and the, you know, the hype behind it is we already kind of know the premise. Okay, we already kind of know what's going on. There's going to be a lot of stormtroopers. There's going to be a lot of, you know, battleships. We're supposed to have some newer blood. C-3PO and R2-D2 is supposed to run around a little bit. I don't know if Yoda's still dead or if they're going to bring Yoda back and have him talk or do something. And everybody's like, that's Bert from Bert and Ernie. And you're like, no, that's Yoda. Like, no, I hear Bert. Well, same guy, Frank Oz. We kind of already know what's going to happen. We just want something fresh. We want a nice, fresh spin. I don't know if Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher are going to make out. You know, did they get together? You know, did they have a lot of babies? You know, who are their babies? Maybe these new young people are their babies. I don't know. Okay? But I'm just a little concerned that they are overhyping it. And I don't want to be disappointed. Okay? I want it to be a good movie. So, to be honest, I don't have super high hopes. I think it's going to be a good movie, but I don't think it's going to be as good and earth-shattering as the movies were before. You know, like, oh my gosh. And, you know, I do want to encourage the movie industry. if they don't mind, to, you know, come up with something new. I think it's hard. I don't think we see anything like we, I don't think we see Star Wars anymore or the Die Hards or the, you know, you see the franchise and you see it go on and on. You have Die Hard 4 and 5 and all that or Jaws. You know, I don't know what would be considered a classic. You know, my kids will always ask me because, you know, I used to make them sit down and watch a classic. You know, watch Wizard of Oz. It's a classic. Watch Gone with the Wind. These are classics. Watch, you know, Big with Tom Hanks. These are considered classics. Watch Star Wars. Watch the original Superman. So the kids are like, well, what would be a classic in our time? Avatar? I mean, Avatar was good. I don't think it deserves to be considered a classic. Ted, okay, I think Ted was groundbreaking. I would probably put, you know, and again, I'm not saying this has to be a movie that you sit down with your kids, you know, generations from now, okay, but what are movies that just changed the whole, you know, way we look at pictures? Star Wars was one of them. That was fascinating. Even though Star Trek had been around on TV, Star Wars took you into space, and the story was so cool, and the bad guys, and it was, you know, you would fear that Darth Vader was going to kill you by sticking his hand up. And those lightsabers were such cool weapons that you were, you know, that you were just, you know, mesmerized. So, Jaws too. You know, the idea that you're swimming out there and a shark is going to come and eat you. Even today, they will play the Jaws music and you will react to it. Back to the Future, iconic. You know, I wouldn't really put it up there as high as Star Wars or Jaws, but Back to the Future, pretty iconic. And it was a movie a lot of us loved and, you know, but, you know, today, what would we, you know, The Avengers, cool. Cool movie and, you know, maybe considered a classic, but I don't know. The Transformers, maybe. We don't have that, and I'm a little kind of nervous about that because I like, you know, movies that bring you back to your childhood and you know, make you feel like, you know, kind of you're young again. And maybe that's why there's all this hype. Maybe a bunch of us really want to feel like the way we did in the 70s and 80s. And I don't. When I look at the new young cast, you know, that I could be old enough to be their parents, I don't. You know, this doesn't rejuvenate me at all. In fact, I kind of get a little depressed that, you know, here I am, I'm kind of geriatric, you know, getting all excited about a Star Wars movie that I can't really act out because my knees, you know, and my back and my hips are kind of sore. So, we'll see. There was something that happened the other day, and I'm trying to remember. There was something that just brought me back, and I don't remember what it was, and it was just so... I don't know, it was something about, you know what I think it was? All right, so we finished Hanukkah. I know it was long. We were like, wow, Lord have mercy. 8 days, okay? But you know what? The way we Jews do things, you know, like a guilt trip, okay? You know, when we do a guilt trip, it's not a quick 2-minute thing. I mean, you know, we really lay it on for a long time. So Hanukkah, 8 days. But I got to tell you something, all right? Went through Hanukkah, and I was yelling at the kids. I was talking about how broke I am, and this 8-day of present thing is getting old, and they need to stop asking for iPhones because it's breaking my wallet. And, you know, after I got done yelling at them the whole 8 days, we lit the menorah, and I had all the candles on. I put the picture on Facebook and Twitter for you guys. And just looking at those candles, again, it was a simple menorah, really brought you back as, you know, you were a kid. And one thing I want to tell you all right, because I know we're coming up on the segment. I know we got to get to the medical news is, what I would suggest you do is, if there was something about your past, your childhood that you liked, a lot of us want to forget our childhood, okay? We want to, like, put that in the past. We are repressing it like crazy. But have something small, something from your childhood or some memory that you could recreate. It is just so rejuvenating, and that's something you need to pass on to your kids and grandkids. Okay, it could be something small, like a little cookie, you know, decoration or something. But, you know, think about that this holiday season. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com and plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So strong. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIE, 1-877-DOC-DALIE. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know, they're looking at funding of studies, and they found that more private dollars are the ones that are bankrolling many of our clinical trials. Apparently, analysis of funding data from clinicaltrials.gov suggested dramatic declines in trials funded by the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, but a near doubling of industry-funded trials. This has been reported by MedPage Today. From 2006 to 2014, the number of trials funded by the NIH dropped by nearly one quarter, while the number of trials funded by industry spiked more than 40%, and trials funded by other sources more than tripled, according to Stephen Earhart of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore and colleagues writing the letter for the Journal of the American Medical Association. He says, I was surprised, I wasn't, to find that the industry-funded trials have increased by more than 40% over the years and the NIH-funded trials have decreased quite so dramatically. We suspected a decrease, but we didn't expect to see it at such a large extent. Of course. All right. I mean, is the government really putting money into a lot of our drugs and they do some, and I mean, you know, they do, but you know, for us to be able to come up with all these medications and a lot of this new research, these are private companies doing that. They said what we should look at is who is funding the trials here. The two of them, industry and NIH, are finding very, very different trials, according to Dr. Earhart. You could ask, so what? But it brings some imbalance, he says, to the type of trials being funded. He argued that industry players use resources to fund trials that will support their own drugs. He goes, I'm not blaming them. They have to watch their bottom line. But as a physician who must do what is best in the interest of public health, Earhart said he has to ask himself, what should I actually prescribe to my patients? Or is a lifestyle intervention better? He writes, for public health, we need someone looking at comparative interventions. These are the trials that the NIH is funding. It might not always be drugs. It might be lifestyle. Where's the Surgeon General? What? I'm really kind of confused at what the Surgeon General is supposed to do. And maybe it's because I'm spoiled because of Coop. All right. See you ever, Coop. I just thought that they were really, really involved, unless the media just doesn't give them any attention, and that the Surgeon General is all up in that business, and they are like, okay, look, guys, this study's good, this study I don't like, you know, and of course, they would be representing the administration, so we got to be very, very careful because of this whole Obamacare agenda, but I would just really like to see, you know, what the Surgeon General is doing. And I'm wondering if one of the reasons why it's so quiet, well, one is it's not, isn't really as media friendly as like Donald Trump is, all right, in terms of what is so, you know, exciting to put in the news and what makes headlines. But I'm wondering if a lot of doctors are kind of torn. I mean, remember Sanjay Gupta, you know, going back and forth with the marijuana thing? You know, first he was against it, and he's like, okay, wait a second, for it. You know, I mean, it's very, very hard to be political and a doctor. Extremely difficult. I still have many, many issues where patients are like, wait a second. Okay, I thought you were on our side. I'm like, okay, I'm not picking sides. I'm going to say what I feel. I think Obamacare really, really stinks. But, yes, I'm very moderate on a bunch of other issues. Okay, I mean, I'm you know, I'm going to have my own political opinion. It doesn't always have to be, you know, one side or the other. I can't stand how the pendulum has to swing one side or the next. Why can't I have an opinion that embodies both sides? So I think that could be, you know, what's going on. So having a doctor that comes up and says, yeah, I agree, mammograms need to be put off till you're 45. You know, that's kind of hard for a doctor to come out and say when they don't really believe it. Okay? You know, we doctors don't want to go on TV and say something we don't believe in. Okay? You know, and many times I've gotten interviewed and I'm like, you know, look, I understand the angle of your story, but I want to say what I really feel. Okay, you know, I understand everyone's kind of concerned about this, but I feel this way. And, you know, and so, you know, many times I will disagree with the media angle, which is also why sometimes I don't get asked to be interviewed by some of these media outlets. But again, I mean, I'm not going to be what they call there's doctors out there that they call, and I can't say the word on air, where they'll do whatever you tell them to. And there's some out there, whether they work in a trial setting or, you know, and I don't want to be that one. I want you guys to know that what I say is what I feel. And I have very reproducible, very consistent, you know, feelings on things. And again, if it's not media worthy, it's not media worthy. But, you know, when you look at what's happening with, you know, us getting our latest and the greatest in terms of studies and information, et cetera, I mean, thank God we're getting it from non-government, manipulated, you know, sites. Okay. I mean, you know, we need somebody to look, guys, prostate cancer is not a watch and wait type of thing. Okay. Especially in black men. Okay, don't be ignoring prostate cancer. Whoever told you you could ignore prostate cancer, what? I mean, we need somebody to go hold the phone. What you're being dished, okay, is not proper medicine. And that stinks. Okay, I don't understand how, you know, you could have five doctors in a room and have 50 different opinions. Okay, I mean, medicine should be a lot more cut and dry. But it's not. Which is why you as a patient are confused. They say by 2014... They say here, NIH trials drop by 23.8%, industry trials increase by 42.9%, and other U.S. agencies decrease by 28.9%. Now, maybe one of the reasons is, you know, with Obamacare, they want less pap smears, less mammograms. One thing that they're trying to fight is too many tests being run, too many dollars spent in the medical arena. So then why would they spend money for there to be more trials going, okay, how often should we check for this? Especially if a lot of the trials could contradict what they're trying to recommend. Okay, we all know gosh darn well that the more you look for something, the more you're going to find. We all know that. I mean, if you want to find these renal cell carcinomas, all right, then, you know, you can't scan the hell out of people looking at their kidney. Okay, but we don't want to do that as doctors. We don't want to recommend that because of radiation, and nobody wants to recommend that because of the cost, you know, associated with CAT scans, etc. But, you know, when I hear that somebody had kidney cell cancer, renal cell carcinoma, and nobody found it until it was, you know, later stage, I'm like, why didn't anybody MRI or CAT scan you when you were having blood in the urine? Why didn't anybody really look at those kidneys? Right, and so we know, and the government knows, that the more tests you run, the more we'll find. And we know we can save more lives. Mammogramming more often, pap smearing more often, colonoscopy more often. The problem is nobody can recommend that. Okay, we're spending way too much on healthcare. So they need to find ways to go, look, this is the bare minimum amount of tests that'll probably overall save the most lives. You think women who have been diagnosed in their 30s with breast cancer love the new recommendations of waiting till you're 45? They're gagging themselves, going, you guys have got to be kidding me. And, you know, it's leaving you as a patient going, okay, wait a second, there's all these recommendations, but I guess I'm going to have to be very proactive to find if I have something else going on. Now, true, the average woman having breast cancer is over 45. I get that. But I would really like to save all lives. Okay, I didn't go into medicine to pick and choose whose life to save. I'm not here to, you know, help the majority of people and go, all right, well, those people that died are outliers. All right. When I see a patient and I'm your doctor, my job is to make sure that I save your life, whether you're 15 years old, 25 years old, 45 years old, et cetera. All right. So you have a lump. Hell yeah. I'm going to check you out and make sure that, you know, you get your mammogram and your ultrasound, depending on what age you are. All right. You have, you know, something odd going on in your abdomen. I'm going to CAT scan you. I mean, that's my job. And I know the government is insane for us not to do that. But when they do these recommendations, people won't go to the doctor to begin with until they are 45 or older. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Deli.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.